From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Wednesday, December 14th. Coming up, it's been more than a year since a law went into effect requiring Illinois schools to provide menstrual products to all students. We'll learn why some students still aren't getting what they need in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. State Senator Scott Bennett's funeral will be held at the University of Illinois' Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Owen's Funeral Home says services for the Champaign lawmaker will be held at the Performing Arts Facility on the U of I campus this coming Monday morning at 10. The 45-year-old Bennett died unexpectedly last Friday from an undiagnosed brain tumor. Instead of flowers, the Bennett family has asked for donations in his memory to be made to two support groups, the Champaign-Urbana Autism Network for people with autism and their families and caregivers, and CU Able for caregivers to people with disabilities. The family says both were causes that Bennett had planned to focus on in the upcoming legislative session. Illinois homeowners need to check their smoke alarms before a new law begins on January 1st. The law requires homes to replace any smoke alarms with a removable battery with a 10-year sealed battery model. Margaret Vaughn, Government Affairs Director for the Illinois Fire Safety Alliance, says it's a matter of safety.
The majority of fire deaths are happening in homes with smoke detectors that aren't working. So if they're not working, they're not doing any good. And it's really not so much the burns that are killing people, it's the smoke inhalation.
Vaughn says 97 people died in residential fires in Illinois last year. The new 10-year sealed model is $10 to $15 more expensive than the old alarms. Illinois Public Media invited the community to Poor Brothers Tap Room in downtown Champaign Monday night to talk about the impact of housing problems on gun violence. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports on what one local housing official had to say at the News Brews and Beats event.
There have been more than 40 incidents of gun violence in Champaign-Urbana so far this year. And panelists at the News Brews and Beats event said, when there's a discussion of gun violence, housing should also be included. Housing Authority of Champaign County Executive Director Lily Walton says they've created incentives for landlords to accept more tenants in what she calls higher opportunity neighborhoods.
And so that's part of, you know, one of our strategies to try to push our clients out of the traditionally oversaturated communities that have like dilapidated housing or poor quality housing, low opportunity neighborhoods, into some higher opportunity areas.
Walton says, although it's not a solution to end gun violence, it's an opportunity for people to move out of neighborhoods where gun violence occurs frequently. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
You can watch the complete News Brews and Beats event at Illinois Public Media's YouTube channel. A recent report found Illinois' Climate and Equitable Jobs Act has failed to meet many of its goals. The 2021 Act promised to create thousands of clean energy jobs and training programs to increase equity. But the report found that none of the new programs has started. Yami Newell is with the Chicago-based nonprofit Elevate Energy. She told WBEZ's Reset the group has offered training for a long time, but those programs would definitely help.
I would say that this will make our work more robust. We will have the ability to offer our workforce and training programs to more folks.
Officials with the state's Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity say they understand the frustration and hope the programs will be up and running in 2023. Still to come, a look at continuing problems in one area school district with providing menstrual products to students as required by law. That story from Nora Longhi is next on 217 Today.
Hi, my name is Katie Buzard, Will 100th History Curator. In the 1930s and 40s, more farmers had radio sets than had electricity. Early on, many farmers saw radio's immense value in connecting them with the world and protecting their livelihoods. WILL has been providing this vital resource since the first broadcast on April 6, 1922, which featured a lecture titled Turning Cream into Gold. Join me as I explore the history of agricultural programming and more at will.illinois.edu/will100.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. In 2021, Illinois passed a law that requires all school districts that teach 4th through 12th grade to make menstrual hygiene products accessible in school bathrooms. More than a year after the law was put into effect, students in the Champaign Unit 4 school district say they still don't have access to the products they need. Nora Longhi of the Illinois Student Newsroom has more.
On a recent Thursday evening, a group of girls attended their weekly scouts meeting at the United Methodist Church in Savoy. Before long, the conversation turned away from merit badges and camping trips to periods.
There's just a really big stigma about periods and tampons. Every single time I had to go to the bathroom in middle school, I would roll it, put it in my sleeve or something.
In my elementary school, Barkstall, they had these big metal machines with the coin spinner thing. They always said sold out.
Marnie Sommer says she feels for the girls who can't get the menstrual products they need and by law deserve. Sommer is a professor of sociomedical sciences at Columbia University in New York City. She says having access to pads and tampons in schools is a basic human right.
You can't stop your period from coming any more than you can stop any of the other natural bodily functions from occurring. So we wouldn't ask why should there be toilet paper in a bathroom. It just should be there.
Sommer says students shouldn't have to ask for these products.
For somebody who just needs a product, having to go to the nurse's office means more time out of the classroom. They may feel very uncomfortable asking for a product. And they may not even be allowed to sort of take as long of a bathroom break as they need to go first to the nurse's office or the admin office to get that product.
But in Champaign, students say not much has changed since the law was passed in 2021. L'Oreal Allen, a junior at Central High School, says she carries her own products because she knows there's a good chance the bathrooms won't be stocked.
Almost every time, it's been empty. Because as many times as I've been to the dispensers and they haven't had any, I just gave up and started bringing my own.
Multiple parents have reached out to the school district about the problem. Parents like Tracy Quigg Thomas, the mom of two Franklin Middle School students. In June, she contacted Joshua Monk, the director of facility and grounds for the school district. She got two responses. The first one came from Monk himself. He told her the district is working to get schools into compliance. Then she heard from Stacy Moore, Unit 4's chief communications officer. In an email, Moore told her some dispensers were missing because they had been vandalized. In other cases, dispensers had been displaced by construction. Moore wrote that the district is committed to providing the products students need, and Thomas was assured that the problem would be fixed over the summer. But Thomas says she noticed the dispensers were still empty in October. Since students no longer expect to find pads or tampons in the bathrooms, they say they've come up with their own solutions. Lily Simon, a student at Edison Middle School in Champaign, says she keeps a baggie of products in her locker because the dispensers are never stocked. It's become a four-step process to get the supplies she needs. First, she needs to ask her teacher to go to her locker. Then, she needs a hall monitor to accompany her to her locker. Third step, she returns to her classroom to ask to go to the bathroom. And then, finally, she can go to the bathroom itself.
It makes me feel kind of sad that you have to go through all of those steps. And it also makes me feel angry they can't just fill up the dispenser to make it easier for kids.
As they prepare to head into winter break, students say they've accepted that they'll just have to bring their own pads and tampons. But their parents say they won't give up until Champaign schools comply with the law. I'm Noor Longhi, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Champaign School District spokesperson Stacy Moore says in an email that the district conducted a survey in 2021 regarding the issue of access to menstrual products in schools. She says these products are available at no cost to every student in the bathrooms of every school building used by students in grades 4 through 12. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be cloudy again today with rain likely and a high of 52 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Colin Schopp, Luis Velasquez, Katie O'Connell, and Noor Longhi. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.